on 1019 WDET. I'm Nick Austin, filling in for Stephen Henderson, and so glad you could join us for our conversations today. While some are still concerned about COVID, there is another virus that has been hitting Michiganders hard. RSV, or the respiratory syncytial virus, has been hitting infants particularly hard, and it's causing problems for hospitals in the state. To talk more about the spread of RSV, what it means for all of us, and what kinds of precautions to take against it, here with us is Dr. Matthew Sims. He is the Director of Infectious Disease Research at Corewell Health East, formerly Beaumont Hospital. Dr. Sims, welcome to Detroit Today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I want to get to RSV, as I mentioned, but first, where are we right now with COVID? How is it impacting patients and hospitals here in the state?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We have been incredibly stable with our COVID numbers since about July. We at Corewell Health East, you know, in our eight hospitals, we've averaged right around 200 patients admitted since July. Hasn't gone up or down very much. You know, it maybe went as low as 180, maybe went as high as 300 at one point. But really it's hovering right around, you know, 200, 220, somewhere in that range. And you know, some of those patients are actually sick with COVID and admitted for that reason. Some of those patients come in for other reasons. They had a heart attack, they had a car accident, they fell down, and just incidentally test positive for COVID. Now, out of those incidental positives, some of them are true asymptomatic or very low symptomatic patients who have COVID. And some of them are people who had COVID a month ago or more and are just still testing positive. And we do our best to sort of separate that out. But it has an impact on the hospital because all of those patients go into isolation. All of the people taking care of them have to go in wearing N95 masks and gown and glove and all this. It definitely impacts the flow of the hospital.
Certainly. And speaking of COVID, I hear from a lot of people who are vaccinated, still wanting to make sure, do I need to get another booster or am I mostly okay? For those who are out there vaccinated, maybe had one or two boosters, what kind of precautions should they be taking? What recommendations would you have for those folks?
Well, everybody should stay up to date on their vaccine. I've gotten 5 shots so far.
Okay.
You know, and as soon as they say go get the 6th one, I'll go get the 6th one.
Do we know what interval that's at? Like how often you should
know,
be getting that?
It's probably going to be about 6 months right now. The hope is that at some point we will, you know, we'll get a stable immunity that will last longer, and maybe we can go out to yearly, kind of like with the flu vaccine. Or maybe even beyond that, there's new studies being done. This, I just read an article that said there are 135 new COVID vaccines in development, and a lot of them are meant to give better immunity. And I read another article which was talking about using the vaccines we have and then supplementing them with intranasal exposure in order to give you what's called mucosal immunity, actually prevent it from invading the tissues. So that's a really interesting thing. That's early sort of research right now. But, you know, it may end up being what we need to do. We really do need to get some level of mucosal immunity if we're going to stop the spread.
Certainly. Thanks for that information. As I did mention, want to turn to RSV to make sure, for those of us who might not be as familiar with it, learn a little bit more about it. What is this virus and why is it hitting infants and children so hard?
Yeah, so RSV is a common winter virus. It, you know, goes with flu and whatnot. It always affected children more than, especially premature infants. That was the real target, so to speak, of RSV, the ones who got hit the hardest, but even young children. And then we learned over time that it wasn't just young children, that adults, especially the elderly, get infected by it a lot, and people who already have lung problems get affected by it a lot. And you know, it's always there. But when COVID hit and people were masking and people weren't being exposed to each other as much, RSV and flu, as you probably remember, dropped to almost nothing while we were dealing with COVID in 2020 and 2021. Really, in 2021, we expected it to come back, and it did a little bit, but nowhere near the numbers we usually saw. In fact, I'm just looking at our 2021 numbers for flu. I mean, it was almost nothing. The entire season from October to November, in all of Beaumont, we had, 30, 40 cases and in adults and maybe 15 or 20 in kids. And then RSV, it was a bit more. Mm-hmm. But still nowhere near the numbers that we're seeing this year. And I think, or that we see in a normal year. And I think what's happened is, because there was less exposure over the last few years, respiratory viruses like COVID, you don't get long-term immunity. You get some protection that lasts for a while, but, every year the virus changes a little. Every year, you kind of have to get exposed and build your antibodies up again. So you have some memory that can get triggered. And I think over the last 2 to 3 years, with the precautions we took for COVID, that there was less exposure. And so now that there's more exposure again, kids are getting hit harder than they were previously. Adults are getting hit harder than they were previously. Mm. And we're getting more cases and more serious cases.
Right. We're speaking with Dr. Matthew Sims, the Director of Infectious Disease Research at Corewell Health East. And Doctor, I think one of the reasons people have concerns about this, I've seen reporting that Michigan hospitals have been appealing for more beds to manage an RSV surge. Why are hospitals at such a high capacity when it comes to this?
Yeah, as I said, we're just having so much larger numbers than we usually have in the years prior to COVID.
Yeah,
we're at least 2 to 3 times as many cases, might be more. I don't know the exact breakdown from before, but I know that our pediatric ICUs were full, our pediatric beds were full. We were starting to convert adult ICUs into pediatric. Fortunately, over the last few weeks, the numbers have started to come down for RSV, but now they're going up for flu.
Yeah, and how is the flu doing in Michigan right now?
It's getting bigger.
Yeah.
In the southern states where it hits first, they've been setting records, more cases than in the last, 20 years or something like that. We're starting to hit high numbers. In the last week, so the week of the 21st to the 27th, across our system, we've had about, a little over 150 adult cases treated inpatient or in the emergency room, and about 180 children in the same time frame. So that's just in that 1 week.
And do you have heightened concern about the flu now than we might have pre-pandemic times?
Same thing. People haven't been exposed to it as much for the last few years, so they probably don't have antibodies, as much antibodies sitting around. Again, getting the flu shot is important. It will protect you. Even in a year where the flu shot is a bad match, just like with the COVID vaccine now, the original COVID vaccine, even though the virus has changed so much, that vaccine still protects you significantly from hospitalization and death. Right. And the flu vaccine is the same way. Even when it doesn't match perfectly, it still gives really good protection against hospitalization and death. And that's been shown year after year after year.
Right. Well, we're coming up on the holidays now, so I know people are going to want to get together with families and things. What recommendations do you have for people who want to do this as safely as possible but still want to maintain that connection with their families and gatherings?
Yeah, of course. So number one is be careful, right? Again, vaccine helps everybody, right? It helps protect the person who got it. It helps protect the people around them. So flu vaccine, COVID vaccine. There is no vaccine for RSV yet, but there are two that probably will be approved by next season. So hopefully we'll start seeing people get vaccinated for RSV in the next year or so.
Yeah.
So vaccines, cough etiquette, right? So if you have to cough or sneeze, don't cough into your hand, cough into the crook of your elbow.
Okay.
Wash your hands frequently to, you know, and if you're sick, you know, stay home. Just say, you know, I'd love to see my family, but I'm not feeling well. I'm not going to get them sick.
Absolutely. And Dr. Sims, I do want to, we have a caller from Abigail, Abigail in Berkeley. Abigail, we got about a minute left. Go on. You're on Detroit Today.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I am an emergency room nurse, and I work with pediatrics. I've seen a lot of kids being admitted for RSV. And then recently, I had the experience of my own five-month-old daughter being admitted to the hospital for RSV. So a lot of personal experience with this. I'm just curious if the doctor could tell me whether there's been any research into RSV having exchanged any genetic material with COVID. Because when I got RSV, I experienced a lot of like headache, body aches, and more symptoms that I associate with COVID or influenza. So I was just curious if they are, if you think there might have been some crossover there.
You know, I'm not aware of any. It just may be that, as I said, in the last few years, we've had basically no exposure to RSV. So our antibody, personal antibody levels are going to be lower because they just go down over time. And so it may just be that the virus is hitting people harder because they just don't have the innate immunity that they normally do in a given winter season. I'm not aware of any ability of RSV to take on other viral components. Now, COVID, coronaviruses can do that. We haven't seen a lot of that yet. There have been cases seen in the past with other coronaviruses. Where it's done that. And there was actually some research about flu and coronavirus potentially combining, but it was all very, very laboratory-based kind of stuff that was not out in nature. And so, you know, there is a lot of question and concern about that sort of a thing. That's why people are looking into the question.
Thank you so much for the call, Abigail. And thank you so much for the great information, Dr. Matthew Sims, infectious disease expert at Corewell Health East. This is 101.9 WDET, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. Tune back in with us on Detroit Today for another great conversation tomorrow.